village of Eternal Blight lies deep within the Razortooth Mountains, far to the northeast of Deephome. If a traveler were to head straight south from the village, they would come to the Crypt of Cena the Red within about 5 days.
Whoa.
Up until recently, Eternal Blight has existed in obscurity. It has always been a peaceful... Well, I wouldn't say peaceful. It has always been an obedient village. The current leader, Mayor Despote Futile, a violent half-troll, half-pixie...
What?
...rules with an iron fist.
Wow!
Anyone who crosses him is dealt with swiftly and publicly. The village square is almost always littered with the bodies of those who have not lived up to Mayor Despote's requirements. Life in the village has always been wonderful for those of certain alignments, until the recent event. Being a short distance away from the infamous Crypt of Cena the Red was thrilling for the village. Often waves of dark magic and forces would flow through the air. Residents felt a sense of bondage, bonding to their neighbors in the south. They felt emboldened by the power coursing through the air. Yet, about a year ago, the event that would change their ways forever occurred. Envoys were sent south to bring their neighbor, Cena the Red, one of the most powerful liches in the history books, a gift. They carried a loaf of Mayor Despote's very own banana bread, a family recipe, with orders to deliver it to Cena. When the envoy arrived at the border of Cena's fortress, they witnessed a terrible event. They watched in hiding as a group of adventurers brutally murdered Cena.
Oh, who would do that?
A purple lady, a half-elf, a garden gnome, and a freaky creature that looked like it should be on their side took out Cena.
I'm gonna fucking kill them.
I don't know, they sound kind of hot.
Wait, he was talking about Toby.
The envoy remained hidden and rushed back to their village to give the mayor the news. After they were sacrificed in the town square, the village went into a decline over time. The shadow to the south was no more. Time passed and spirits were low. And as we open this dark, dark adventure, you all find yourselves standing in the mayor's parlor, a 50 by 50 foot room. There's a roaring fire and every square inch of the walls and ceiling are covered with heads.
Ew.
Every type of creature imaginable. There are even some mounted on the floor in several areas facing upwards. You are dressed and ready for whatever challenge awaits. Mayor Despote enters the room and takes a seat on the nearest head.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
And let me describe Mayor Despote for you. Being that he's half troll and half pixie, he's got very tiny legs. They really shouldn't even be able to hold him up.
But somehow they do.
He's got huge muscular arms that basically knuckles drag the ground.
Oh, man.
And he's got useless, ragged pixie wings that just kind of fiddle in the back there. They're a bit tattered.
Well, but two pig legs?
They're probably like beat really fast, and that's probably how he stands up.
I imagine him walking on his hands with like his legs just dangling.
Yeah.
God!
Yeah.
People have seen that happen around the town, but no one ever says it.
Do not.
I feel like I had a transformer that did that.
Be foolish.
But everyone actually starts walking like that too.
That's cool.
Of the mayor.
So he sits down on the nearest head and begins to address you.
As you know, things are not as they should be here at Eternal Blight. Since our southern border has been eradicated, we've been seeing signs of green growth spreading its vile roots and coming closer to us. Our scouts have seen creatures in areas nearby that should not be here. We've learned about three separate adventuring parties that have crossed over our borders into our lands. And you know what? They're spreading their own lies. They're spreading their own deceit. Each of these parties has a leader. You are tasked with finding and rooting out these intruders at any cost. In fact, bring me the head of each of these leaders as proof. And if you do this, you will be rewarded with 500 gold to be divided amongst your group.
Abathar be praised.
Where do we find these people?
Seek the Duergar miners that are in the south. They supply us our iron ore, and they have complained about recent trespassers who have interfered with what they do.
And if anyone wants to give me a check here, it could be a nature, it could be history. If you want to find out something about the miners, the Duergar, the cave.
Oh no, I'm
dumb.
Is anybody stupid? Smart?
I think we're all really stupid.
Yeah. Is it history?
Yeah, give me a history roll. That'll work.
All right, I've got a minus one.
Oh. Okay, that's probably the best so far.
Wow.
I rolled a one.
Make it all it dump.
I got a zero.
I have a minus one to intelligence.
I have a minus two.
Maybe we should all try. I also have a minus one.
Yeah, if everyone wants to just roll it, just go for it.
Wait, Bobby, what do you have?
I have a minus one.
No! Minus one is the highest?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's a genius.
This makes so much sense,
though. Oh my god, a single shared brain cell between all of us.
This truly makes so much sense.
I got a 10.
Is there anything higher than a 10?
I got a zero. I literally got a zero.
A is A higher?
So sorry, we can roll his.
A two? Four. Oof. Minus one?
Okay,
let me
roll. Let me roll. We'll see. I'm going to try a history. 14 in history?
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Wow. Because I rolled a 15.
Wow, fucking goody tissues over here.
Thank you, Jennifer. You saved us. The adventure was about to become, hey, let's just try and find the mine.
It's like, all right.
Like, well.
This is equivalent to like remembering one thing you heard on The View.
And like, that is like very much what my character would do.
Yes. Jennifer. So we'll get to character descriptions as we're all exiting the manor. So Jennifer, or we'll say Katrine, you've been down to the mines and, you know, been around the Duergar down there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're very familiar with that area. So the good thing is you can take the group and show them how to get there.
Hell yes.
But before you all leave, is there anything else you'd like to do or ask while you're still in the manor?
Master, are any of them powerful?
I expect you may encounter some. The Duergar did report that some of their brethren were murdered by them.
Oh, Abathar be praised.
I'm glad you're dressed for this. You've got all your weapons and it looks like you're getting ready to go out and attack.
Have any of their, like, spouses recently died or anything? Are they feeling vulnerable right now?
Are we talking about the invaders or are we talking about the Duergar?
The ones that we're gonna get their heads.
What I would suggest is prior to killing them or prior to taking their heads, you could ask them that.
Well, I was kind of thinking of using it more as a method of getting their heads, just wanting to know my enemy's weaknesses.
Well, we don't know. What our scouts have reported seeing are various groups of different types of creatures far, far away. And disgusting light and butterflies and rainbows and greenery is just following them wherever they go. It's...
Disgusting.
Did you guys get the moisturizing servant that I requested for my skin?
If we have the budget for it.
And at this, the mayor withdraws from a pocket this vial of like some sort of ointment. And he leans down to Bachman's character. And as he's doing this, Bachman, go ahead and describe a little bit about your character for us.
My character is a Grung fighter. He's a frog boy.
Oh.
he's got just wet skin.
So wet.
When he like moves his mouth in certain ways, you could see that attached to this frog is a tiny frog. Like this is a miniature version of that frog.
What?
He's also got a very long tongue, which I'm sure we'll see later.
Awesome. About how tall is he?
Oh, about frog height.
Really tiny?
I think they're like 3 feet tall.
Well, yeah, maybe some are.
From the ground.
So you've got your tonic vial that the mayor has given you. And the mayor turns and gives a farewell wave to Michael, your character. Go ahead and describe your character a bit.
So my character's name is Pastor Ricky. He's a he's a level one cleric of Beelzebub. And he is wearing a scale mail tunic and khaki pants and very sensible shoes.
Are they orthopedic?
Yes. His hair is he probably like takes a little scoop off of the frogman and like smears it across his head.
It's like spiky. Does he have like little spiky hair?
No, it's very slick.
So you might want to be careful.
Okay. Very slicked into
the
side.
Do you think that Pastor Ricky would sometimes wear Birkenstocks and socks together?
Oh, sure. If it's a warm enough day.
The mayor turns to Jennifer, your character. Go ahead and tell us about your character, Katrine.
So when you look at my character, what you see is a human woman, and she's got very fried blonde hair and a lot of makeup on, and she's got big hoop earrings. But the thing is that Katrine Fishborn is a changeling. So it's just that this is the most expedient form most of the time for me,
mm-hmm.
for what I'm trying to get out of the world, which is money, jewels, anything I can take from somebody.
That's good.
Yeah. That's what I'm into. Now I'm a bard.
Okay.
A bard.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. And from there, the mayor turns to Nika, your character. Go ahead and tell us about your character.
Okay. So it's Margaret Llewellyn Mayer. And she is a dragonborn barbarian who has really big chunky jewelry and bags that have Bane prayer sayings on them. There's no place like hell.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Live,
yes.
Laugh.
I gotta workshop it.
Cackle's
definitely it.
Die, cackle, murder. Die, cackle, fuck.
Die, cackle, shriek.
Yeah. Wait, Michael, what kind of creature were you again?
Yeah.
I'm a human.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
You're just a human. Brave.
Damn.
Brave.
Damn.
All right. So from there, the mayor turns and gives everyone a big, dark, sinister smile, and his eyes kind of focus in on Tim's character. Tim, tell us about your character.
I'm Gary the Green, an acolyte of Abathur. I am playing a level one hobgoblin, fey hobgoblin.
Wow.
Illrigger, the Matt Colville's custom class, which is like an evil paladin. Abathur is the god of greed, and he looks like three of the members of Ginyu Force all shoved into one. The basic build of Raccoon, the height and chunkiness of Goldo, and the basic skin color of Jace. So he's 5 foot five, probably 4 feet wide, and he has this huge backpack just dangling with shit. A chain shirt armor, but I imagine it's like kind of loose. He probably took it off like a dead, like half giant. So it essentially just looks like a copper mesh shirt that only covers to like half of his giant belly. And he looks fucking great.
What color are hobgoblins?
They range, you know, from a red to a yellow to green. I am kind of orangish.
Orangish.
I'm kind of a burnt orange.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. And I have nice. Black hair that kind of like Wolverine, like you know.
Yeah, you got the chops.
Well, if anyone can do it, it's us. We'll make sure no light and happiness gets in our area.
All right, from there the mayor sends you out, and you head out into the middle of the town. And Katrine knows the way, but I'll leave it to you on what to do.
So we're immediately going for it, right?
Yeah, we're gonna hop to it.
Yeah, I actually have some contacts with these guys. Oh. Like, I think that I've like dated them before, so I can tell you guys exactly how to get there. Let's go. One important thing to mention is that Katrina is wearing leather armor, which in her case is very much a bustier, a leather bustier.
Okay,
it's bright red. It is not for day wear, but she's doing it.
Okay, if you drop anything, you might have a slight wardrobe.
Yeah, like, but like with denim, with like jeans.
Okay.
Like.
Oh my god, I've seen that look.
Yeah, and little pointy heels.
Pastor Riggy comes up to you and says, Katrina, I just want to say that I'm really happy that you're with us, because I think that Beelzebub is going to really shine down upon us or up from below us. With this mission, and if you hadn't been there, then we wouldn't even know how to get there.
I don't know where to go.
And it's just really important that we do the evil that needs to be done. And Mayor Despot, he wants us to do the beheading.
That's true.
Yeah, so we got to do the beheading, because the beheading is evil by its nature. So
All right, that's enough. Can we? Do you guys think we could get loot? After we do the beheading?
Abathor wants us to pick up everything we can find.
Cat, I just want to say, one, your style is, like, so good. It's so good. Your skin is glowing.
Thank you.
Have you heard of this skincare? It's, like, totally revolutionary.
Oh, well, I mean, I was going to ask you about the same buying from me.
Oh my god.
So like,
I don't downline. I'm so sorry.
Beelzebub does also really appreciate the skincare industry, because it is evil at its core. And it is important that people have the means to have evil done upon them at any time.
We're just walking down the road while this is
extracting wealth from those who can't keep it or deserve it is good.
I look at Jennifer's character and I give her that look like boss babe team up, and then like I feel like we both link arms, and then we go, Beelzebub skincare, that sounds hellish. I want to put, oh my god, that's what if we're just we're the suppliers,
we can get we can make little tote bags that say Beelzebabes on it.
Let's make gift sets with all of our product.
Yeah, and then we can probably the people that are in the villages where we're going to chop the heads off of the leaders, like, they're gonna be really puffy after.
Oh my god,
they're like crying and stuff. So we can
Durgar comes running up. Oh, god, thank god you're here.
A little warning.
I'm so glad that you're here. It's awful. This group of adventurers, they just came in and they just started killing us. We were supposed to deliver the ore to the village days ago. You've got to do something. You've got to get in there.
They're breaking down the means of production?
Exactly. Exactly that.
I hate that.
And looking beyond, The area that you're in, I mean, you've been traveling for a long time, and mm-hmm. you're used to no growth, decaying trees and everything like that. It smells terrible, and like, you know, the water, there's like pools of stagnant water occasionally from time to time, and when you drink it, it's like got sulfur in it. I mean, it tastes disgusting, which you love.
Aid is a big fan of sulfur water.
Yeah. Ooh, as we're walking through, we're all doing the entire opening of the Shrek 1 film.
Do you really are?
Every single thing.
The interesting thing is, or the awful, awful thing is, after the Duergar settles down, calms down, and points out the entrance of the mine, which is right behind him, looking around you, you actually see something you haven't seen in such a long time. Looking around, you see green growth.
Oh.
Plants, grass, and, like, looks like flowers. And there's some odd aroma coming on the wind. To you, it just smells putrid and sour. It's unnatural.
Ew. Can I go pick it?
Yeah.
I pick it and put it on top, at the very top of my giant pack.
Whoa.
Can you reach up there, or do you have to throw it up?
Can someone help me? I can't reach back here very easily.
I apologize. I can't actually help you. That would be against the teachings of Beelzebub. And it is important to follow the teachings of Beelzebub. I mean, you gotta start as children, because
if you put
it's a little.
Way, I'll be able to kill better.
I can do it. And she climbs.
I imagine I'm also carrying all your guys' shit.
Too. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I feel like mine and Margaret's, like, little shoe. All of our product.
Product.
Yeah.
You've got all of it. There's sequins. There's like,
then do I need to bring so many googly eyes?
So many curly cue monogram things. God,
yes.
Four different types of glue guns.
Yeah.
We have rations, but they're like special diet wine rations.
Yeah. Yeah. They fill you half as much and they're 4 times as expensive.
Protein wine. It is keto.
Oh my god. You guys are absolutely my mother.
Oh my god. Schmoss in the chat said protein grigio. Yes. That's the newest line is alcohol with protein in it.
MBL's babes.
The only wine hashtag that can get stuck in your teeth.
All right. So up above you see the entrance to the mine.
Mm-hmm. I light a lantern. Well, I have dark vision. I don't give a fuck.
Whatever.
I think all of you may have it, except for Pastor Ricky. He's the human.
That's fine.
Aviva, I've got these contacts that will, like, give you better dark vision. You have to, like, take the contacts and put them in and wear them for, like, 12 hours a day, and you have to take pills and your hair might fall out, but, like,
I'm not giving you any more money.
It's fine, but you'll see in the dark, I promise. Guaranteed results.
Your eye color might change.
I can already see in the dark.
But honestly, that's kind of a new benefit of it, if you think about it, because who mm-hmm. likes their own eye color? Everyone wants someone else's.
I turn a lantern on to hopefully get her to shut up.
Not possible.
Go ahead and tell me how you're going to approach the cave entrance.
Facing forward.
Okay, so here's one thing too. I am able to cast Minor Illusion as a cantrip, so if we want to do some sort of a distraction at any point, that's the thing I can make happen.
Okay. Bachman and my characters have shields, so let's just say I go first, and then he takes up the rear.
You think you're going first, but Margaret needs no one to stand up for her because she is a hashtag boss babe. So she is, like, on the side, like she's, like, next to you, like, just a few steps ahead of you, just, like, out of
stop it
principle.
Stop it.
Meanwhile, Katrina's absolutely in the back, behind everyone.
Like, yeah, Bachman's trying to be in the back strategically. I'm trying to be in the front. And yeah, we're
stop it. Yeah, I have to send Pastor Ricky. He's just right in the middle, like,
just trying to talk to anyone who listens.
Talking about gyms.
Is Pastor Ricky an energy vampire? Maybe.
Oh my god.
May very well be. Oh,
fuck, that's so
an evangelist big energy vampire is a funny very good
that's
concept.
That's a strong power. It's a yeah strong type of evil.
So I guess we'll have Gary the Green and Margaret, since you both are competing for the front.
Stop it.
Let's have both of you give me a stealth roll, unless you're going to be just brazenly going in. If you're doing that, just let
brazenly
me
know.
Oh, yeah, brazenly.
Brazenly?
Yeah, and I'm loud. I am like a walking, stereotypical, like, what's the one-man band? With, like, pots.
Oh, yeah, you got
like Bert in Mary Poppins whenever she meets him in the street.
Yes.
Yeah. Be quiet. There might be enemies in the shadows. Oh, whoa, gross. All right,
no, get rid of the dream. I love it. I love it.
This is my sneaking voice.
You have to have your, like, your
get rid of the green acolyte avatar.
Damn.
Yeah. You just keep saying it over and over again.
What a power phrase.
What if Avatar's like, you have to speak in this accent and, I can do it. And you're trying to this, do it.
Oh my God.
So Gary the Green and Margaret, you yes. both walk up to the mine entrance and look in, and there's a ramp leading down, and there's like a 50 by 50 foot area down below.
This is dirty.
It's pretty dirty. I mean, they've carved into the mountainside to create this mine, but I need you both to make a perception roll.
I got a 6.
12.
Okay. With a 6, you can't really make anything out.
I'm checking out myself and reapplying my extreme eyelash, lash steak mascara.
Yeah, like doing selfie duck face in my lantern's light. Like, I can't see when you're in my way.
Hashtag girl boss, hashtag business owner, hashtag entrepreneur.
I'm gonna trip off a rock if you don't move out of my way.
So, Gary the Green, you see several creatures down there. You also see in the center of the room, there's a dark pit, and one of the creatures is there, like, peering over into that pit. You don't know where that goes, but from your vantage point, it looks like it's pretty deep. You also see a smiling gnome who turns and looks up at you. You see his smile go from happiness to, oh no. But there's, like, this glittering, like, colorful aura coming off of this guy. You also see a little dog down there running around, and it's wagging its tail, doing little barks, and then it stops and turns and looks up at you and does that thing that dogs do, you know, the ears yeah. pop Ooh. Up, and then it does its head tilt to the side. And then you see a human woman down there, and she's got, like, cargo pants full of lots of pockets. She's got a tank top shirt. Let's see, she's got two little holsters there on her legs.
Oh, yeah, sick. Yeah.
She's holding two little mini crossbows. There's
she's
one
tactical.
In each hand. She's looking up at you. And she kind of does a smirk and she says, I'm coming for you all. Over at the pit, the guy there, he's dressed up. He's got a button-up shirt, but it's mostly unbuttoned. Very hairy chest.
Hell yeah.
Well-worn trousers, boots. He's got a fedora hat. Looking at his belt, he's got a whip spun right there. And he grabs that and pulls that off, ready for action. He sighs when he looks up at you and he goes, fortune and glory. And he draws back his whip arm.
Okay, I'm back in.
All right. I would like everyone now to roll initiative because we got some action happening.
Yeah.
You got... Oh, fuck. 5.
9. Not great on my initiative.
Oh, 18. 18 total.
14.
Bachman's character, or number 8, got sidetracked. He's down there by one of the stagnant ponds, and there's a bunch of flies there flying around, and he's just going to town.
Very distracted.
Mm-hmm. He's in the flies. Yeah, he's getting the flies, yeah.
It's a, yeah, Feast of Flies. Can't help it.
The newest George R. Martin book, Feast of Flies.
That's right.
Feast of Flies.
The very first thing that happens is that little dog just goes into a barking fit. Just picture like a little chihuahua. It goes running right up that ramp to both of you. And it's trying to take a bite out of Margaret's foot.
Margaret!
I told you to get behind me!
We have a total of 6 versus your AC with that bite attack.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Ow, get off!
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto friendly, gluten, grain, and soy free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch lich of scarlet miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIMS subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Margaret, you're up.
Okay, so this person came up and she goes, "Not on my shelf." And she's going to release her breath weapon.
What are your shoes? Are they stilettos?
It doesn't matter. They're her fucking shoes. They're going to be stupid. They're going to be like, oh my God, what are some really bad shoes? Oh, chunky Skechers.
Woo! Made with alligator skin.
Yes! Oh my God, yes. They're the Shape Ups. Where's Shape Up family?
Oh shit! God, I had not thought about this.
Crocs. Okay, so they have to do a dex check? Yeah, DC 12.
Yeah, I got low. 8.
Okay.
So we're starting off by killing a dog. Classic evil party.
That really is true.
It was Texas first. David knew what he was doing. He's like, all right, they're gonna kill the dog. I have to make the dog go first.
I did almost max damage, so she like just unleashes 10 acid damage onto.
Ew!
Wow, you're just gonna burn this dog to death with acid.
Margaret, go ahead and describe taking out this poor little defenseless dog whose mouth is too small to even get a bite on your shoe.
Oh. It's just reaction. It literally is just reaction. She just saw something come for her shoes, and ever since the incident, she just can't. She's lost too many pairs of shoes. So she just literally vomits out this like huge thing. Ball of acid right at the fucking dog, and I guess it gets a little cooked.
It does that like cartoon thing. It just blows
its eyes. Yeah, like its little tail. It's like smoking on the tail.
And the woman down below with the two crossbows, she's in shock. She screams out, "Sparky, the happy pup! No!" And then she screams up to both of you, "You better run, you bastards!"
I don't know how many this is in a 5x30-foot line, so I don't know if that affects more people.
Well, you can hit that woman. She's definitely in range.
Cool. Let's hit her.
Hit that woman.
So what was that save I had to do?
DC 12.
Dex.
Yeah, Dex.
DC 12? Yeah, she's able to dodge that.
Okay, so she takes half, so she still takes five damage.
Okay.
Five acid.
She's so cool.
It splatters on her.
And she says, "Bitch, you're going down.
Get a leash."
Gendered insult? Cool.
We like it.
We like it.
Pastor Ricky.
I ain't never seen anyone fry dog before. That is truly evil. Beelzebub would be praised. This is a great day for us. And he just keeps going.
mutter.
So there's the one with the crossbows. Is there somebody else? Or
yeah, the woman with the crossbow, she's within 20 feet of you. Mm-hmm. Behind her, near a pit, there's the guy with the fedora hat holding the whip.
He's cool looking.
He is about 30 feet. And then off to the side, there's that gnome who's about 30 feet as well.
Okay.
And that's all you see.
So he's going to turn towards the guy with the whip, and he's going to be like, I don't think you should still be here. This is not good at all. I'm going to kill you real good. And then he casts Toll the Dead.
Yes.
That is a wisdom saving throw.
Well, here's what I rolled on my official Die Hard Dice GeeklyCon D20.
Yeah.
If you turn it upside down, it's a 5.
Yeah. An S?
Is it a 2?
It's a 2. He failed his save. So do your damage.
Okay.
GeeklyCon D20. Guaranteed to roll 2 for your DM.
That is going to be 5 points of damage.
Oh, boy.
Nice job.
Ouch. So what does it look like when you're doing the spell?
So basically just you hear this, like, he's just muttering and talking, and then you hear this loud gonging sound, and blood starts to trickle out of the guy's ears.
Oh, yes!
You're gonna bore people to death.
That's right.
Oh, like, one of my all-time favorite spells.
It's a great one.
I just love
it. It's a great one.
Katrine, you are up. So apparently there's some scuffling going on inside this mine entrance.
Yeah, just like...
Okay. I would like... So Katrine's eyes lock on the woman with the crossbows, and I would like to cast Vicious Mockery on her.
Ooh, yes.
And from across the room, I'm like, you know, you look like so much like my grandma.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, that's a wisdom save.
All right.
Are we fighting Indiana Jones and Lara Croft?
So Lara is able to dodge that. Anything on a miss?
No. It was just your wisdom save 13. So.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, yeah. So Lara got a 22.
Damn! Her self-esteem's too high!
She's rich.
She doesn't care! She's like, yeah, I look like a hot grandma!
Yeah, my grandma's hot.
Damn it! Luckily it was a kid.
Katrina, anything else?
Do you have Bardic Inspiration?
I do have Bardic Inspiration. I will do that. Should I cast Bardic Inspiration on Bachman's character?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
I'm feeling very inspired.
So for the next 10 minutes, you have the option to add a D6 to an ability check, attack roll, or saving throw.
That's awesome. I love that.
That's very good.
You're welcome. I'm Barton.
She's Barton over there.
Yeah, so
what do you do?
Oh, yeah, what would I do? What inspired this frog man?
And his name's 8.
His name's 8?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I saw, like, so many more flies. Like, you just go past these guys. Just past them.
Yeah, you're a frog, so you eat flies.
Do you want to move forward towards the bad guys?
Yeah, I probably should.
You've done an action and a bonus action. You don't have any more actions.
Is bardic inspiration a bonus action?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. All right. Then I'm done. But I can move still, right? Yep. Okay. Then I would like to move forward. Yeah, my speed's 30.
Do you want to move up past everyone else so that you're in the front, or do you just want to move up next to your buddies?
I think just be next to them. Yeah.
All right. That's it for Katrina. 8, you're up.
Okay. Can you remind me, what we've got here? Because I was preoccupied. Listening, but
so as you hop up and you get to the mine entrance, the first thing you see on the ground is the remains of what looks like a dog.
Oh,
had a bunch of acid put on it.
Hell yeah, I attack that.
You see a pit down there with a guy with a fedora hat with a whip. You see closer to you a woman with a tank top, cargo pants, with dual crossbows, looking angry. And then off to the other side, you see a gnome. And remember, this gnome has got some sort of weird color aura coming off of him.
Who's the gnome?
I don't know the references yet. I'm excited.
Do they have a cat eye?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
Who's closest?
The closest would be the woman with the dual crossbows.
And she's how far away?
Probably about 20 feet from you at the entrance.
Hell yeah. I'm gonna roll up on her. So as I understand this, my grung poison, I can apply. It says it. You can apply it to. What is it? Is a short sword? Is it what damage type is that? Is that piercing or slashing or what?
Slashing.
Can it be both? I know it can be in like 3.5 or maybe. Pathfinder.
That's what I was wondering. Cause like I'm like, could I stab with it?
Mm-hmm.
I will say sure. Yes.
Hell yeah! All right, I apply. I take my long tongue. My tongue is 5 feet long canonically. It comes out and it just wraps around the blade, leaving just like a purplish ooze.
Ooh.
So then I come up and I try and stab right between the crossbows. Let's do a little attack here.
All right.
18 plus 4, 22.
Wow, that's a hit.
Woo.
Yeah, so now it's a DC 12 constitution saving throw from her, please, while I roll my damage.
She's doing awesome. She got 21 save for con.
That sucks. Okay, so 6 damage.
6 damage. Well, that was just enough to take her out.
Nice.
So can you describe what it looks like killing Lara Craft?
It looks extremely underwhelming. We're all level 1. It's a lot of slap fighting, a lot of like just light shoving. I'm imagining like bros outside a bar. Like that's pretty much what this looks like.
She slips and falls on a rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I bet your tongue can't even lift the sword very well.
Yeah. Oh no. No, no, no.
Yeah, it's sloppy. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So 8, are you going to do anything else?
No. How close is the next person, the next enemy?
The next enemy is the guy in the fedora. He's about 30 feet away. And then we got that gnome who's about 30 feet away off to the side.
Oh, okay. All right. Nothing right now then.
All right. So at this point, an arrow comes straight at number 8.
Oh.
So we have an 18 versus AC on little frog guy.
Oh, God.
No.
I'm the little frog guy?
Yeah, you. I'm you.
Yeah, number 8.
Oh, okay. Keep in mind that I'm carrying a smaller frog.
Sorry. I forgot about that.
I was like, damn. You see a man carrying a baby, and you go straight for the baby. Are you kidding me? Holy shit.
We're playing an evil game, Bachman.
I didn't know it was that evil. There's evil. There's evil.
A baby frog.
I love that this is the second Bachman character that's brought a baby into that.
and the second baby. Coincidence? Who's to say?
Who's to say?
Can't happen again.
Okay. Yeah, I take it.
Okay. You are going to take 2 damage, and I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
2 damage?
Ha ha! You fool.
Idiot.
Make that wisdom. It's wisdom. Sorry.
Me, fool. Oh, that's plus 0. 14?
14. Okay, so you get hit by the arrow. Let's say it just goes into your little frog arm, and you just feel something inside you. It's off. Something's odd, and you don't know what it is. You can't quite put your little frog finger on it.
Oh, boy.
So turning and looking up to where the arrow came from, you see off to the side above the entrance to this mine, there's like a rock formation up there, and this, you see a little cupid is hovering there. It looked like they were probably hiding behind there. But this little cupid is out there hovering with a bow
cupid?
Right
so
there,
cute.
Aimed down at you.
I don't know what's happening.
Kill it.
All right. Next up, the guy with the whip, he takes a step towards your group. and he swings back his whip arm and whips it at you guys. Let's see, he's going to attack Gary the Green.
Ah, shit!
All right, so Gary the Green, we've got a whip attack coming at you, and the total is 18 versus AC.
That hits me.
All right, you're going to take a total of 4 slashing, and it whips right into you.
Oh, damn. I mean, you're a big old boy, but not big. You're still level 1.
Yeah. I got 6 hit points left. We're fine.
The next thing that happens is in the back of this area, there's like a corridor that goes off to the side as it's digging into more areas inside the mountain there. From around that corridor, a flying sword comes into view.
Ooh.
Just picture like a flying scimitar, and he's got like a cartoon face, cartoon eyes, and he's like, dum 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 dum. Then it sees you, and he's like, whoa. And the guy with the whip, he yells out, Swordy, watch out, we've got intruders.
Yes, yes.
Swordy just glares at you and charges like, ah.
That's rude. And
the funny thing is, as Swordy comes at you, he's wearing like a little breastplate that's like over the middle part of the blade below his mouth. Swordy attacks Margaret since you're up at the front as well.
Get the fuck out of here.
Jeez. Swordy takes a swing and it's 7 versus AC.
Nah.
Margaret is, she is armed in the armor of Beelzebub and also essential oils. You cannot.
She's got, instead of like frankincense and myrrh, it's like sulfur, brimstone, hellfire.
Yes, exactly.
It's literally the thieves.
Yes.
Mixture is still there.
Oil.
Yeah.
It's still just, it's just called that still.
Gary the Green, you are up.
Okay. I run up to, who's the guy that's closest to me?
Swordy is the closest, then there's Whipman, then there's Gnome.
Okay, if I can get into melee, I I punch Indy in the head.
All right.
What's yours and mine? And I make a spell attack using charisma. All
right.
And I got, I believe, a 16.
Oh, that's a hit.
Okay. As I punch him, a little bit of, he takes a total of, he takes 6 necrotic damage.
All right.
And like a little bit, as I pull my hand back, a little bit of like life essence gets like drawn back into me. And where he cut my big belly kind of stitches together. And I'm healed by that much.
Oh, wow.
And then I look at the sword and I say, I hit that. And I'm taking the help action as a bonus action. And you get advantage when you attack the swordie.
Mm. Nice.
So whoever attacks
whoever,
the sword.
I believe.
Nice.
I didn't look up.
So as you punch this guy and you pull this life force back into you, you actually kill him.
Aye.
So go ahead and describe what that looks like.
Okay, so So basically punch him, and then as I'm like pulling back, I'm realizing I'm getting like tons and tons of resistance, and then I like just kind of like lean back and put my giant backpack on the ground, and then I just kick his head back to like get my head, and his like head just rips clean off like a GD Mortal Kombat.
Oh no, this is like spine dangling.
Yeah, it's spine dangling, and you just see me. Like the background, as the camera's focused on the blood spurting everywhere, it's just me trying to get him off my hand.
Wow.
And I imagine you can cut to the side and you see a shadow of all this stuff on the wall as well once it gets too gory.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes.
On his shirt, he's got a little badge and it says Leader of the Month with a little gold star. You've got his head, so good job.
And that's what we needed.
Sick.
As his body goes tumbling over, falling into the pit, disappearing.
Can I use my reaction to try to catch him? Because I want his things very badly. I want that whip.
Oh, sure.
More than anything, do I want that whip? Oh, David!
What's wrong?
David, I rolled the wrong dice on accident, and it hit 4 things. Can I re-roll? You can say no.
Nah, his body goes over.
Damn.
I rolled a 1. as soon as I lost my hand, I was like, no, that's my dad dice over there.
That's the first one.
That's my Gapcast recap die. No! Abathur, I'm sorry!
All right, so at that point, we're down to the bottom of the initiative, and the last up is the gnome, whose name is Nomi Sunshine. Nomi shrieks out, to hell with this, and just runs out a side exit. So now, all that's left is we've got the Cupid who's hovering right above you, and we have the sword that's right in front of you. And we're now at the top of the next round, and Margaret is up. So there's a sword right there in front of you.
I think I'm going to take out my battle axe
and hit him and just say...
And you have advantage.
I do? Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to do that.
Yeah, because I took the help action.
What is... Has he done anything to me?
He tried to attack you and failed.
Oh, he tried and failed. Buy my premier package and I won't hit you. If he says yes, I'll go and hit someone else. I will give him the opportunity. Oh, fuck. I fucked him up. I got a nat 20.
Nice.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. I fucked up. I forgot. I'm a barbarian. I'll rage next time.
Nice. Are we all melee?
I'm a cleric.
Jennifer's
no,
a bard.
I'm cleric. Sorry, not a cleric. I'm a bard. I can cast from far away.
And I have hella gems.
I can do stuff up close, but I cast my spells from far away.
I was going to say, if you guys, like, ever, if you can end your turn, like, within 5 feet of me, that would be advantageous.
Oh, cool. Yeah?
Yeah. I got wicked stuff I can do with my tongue.
Baby.
I'd like to see that.
Wow.
How far away am I from Bachman's character?
Oh, he's, like, 10 feet from you, because you all came up to the opening.
Oh, okay. She takes out her hand axe, or battle axe, and he doesn't say anything, and she's like, fine. Death. And she swings the battle axe and she swings it so that it's kind of like a Carrie Underwood video whenever she's like hitting truck with the bat. So she like swings it and then she like turns around and like the battle axe is on her like back, like sashaying away.
Yeah, this is real before he cheats vibes right now.
Oh my God.
Yes. Yeah. And her Beelzebub, boob.
Beelzebub take the wheel.
Oh my God. Yes, 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 yes. 13 damage.
I dug my knives into the eyes.
Yes.
Yeah, and then 13 damage total.
13 damage?
Wow.
Describe killing Swarty with your axe.
So she swings the battle axe, cuts his head clean off, puts it into one of her Bane 25 totes, and zips it up in the cooler function so it stays nice and cool and fresh.
Nice.
Wow.
All right. Well, Pastor Ricky, you are up. And all that's left is we get that Cupid up there who just shot your frog friend, number 8.
I turn to 8 and I go, now it's probably, you're probably thinking, hey, maybe this cleric will heal me, but I do have to warn you that healing is not evil, so I do not have a single healing spell on me. And instead, I'm going to have to try to kill this little Cupid right now.
Eight looks at you, doesn't say a word, but his tongue then like licks one of his eyes.
And I cast Chill Touch, which is weirdly has 120 foot range.
The weirdest spell in D&D.
And I roll a 19, so 24.
Wow. I would say that hits.
24.
If you think about it, Chill Touch could be like a really cool thing that you do with your friend. Like they're having a little bit of a freak out and you just like put your hand on their shoulder and you say, hey bro, it's going to be okay. That's a chill touch.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, a chill touch.
5 damage.
All right. Cupid is still up, but not looking good. Katrina, you're up. All that's there is Cupid.
So right now, so the gnome ran away, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So right now, how many hands do we have? 2?
I think we just need the 1 from this guy, right?
He was asking for leader heads, and you've got the head of the leader of this group.
Oh, we got the leader for this group. Okay.
Yeah.
We might as well bring extra heads.
But I guess I'm trying to understand. I should reserve some of my spell slots because we still got more people to get.
Yeah, so just like do like a normal attack. In this
okay, game. Wonderful.
It does sound that way.
Well, then because the Cupid is like far away, right?
15 feet from you.
Oh, it's like 15 feet?
When you all came in, it was hiding up to the left. There was like rock jutting out so you couldn't see it.
Okay.
It came flying out and when it made the attack.
Okay. Can I like move forward? I'm just going to use my rapier on the Cupid.
Sure, sure.
I want to try to chop his little wings off. 15.
All right, that hits.
Yay! Okay. All right, Cupid. Well, I'm sorry for you, but I'm about to do a D8 plus 3.
Ooh.
Oh, that's an 8 plus 3. Damn. So that's a sweet 11 on
nice
the Cupid.
Job.
Well, between you and Pastor Ricky, you guys took out Cupid. Go ahead and describe what that looks like.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah.
Love is dead.
So, yeah. So Katrine, like, kind of, like, walks forward, and she, like, has her rapier and, like, kind of, like, taps her face with it, which is, like, very awkward to do, actually, because it's pretty long, but she does that. And then she does, do you guys remember the Mask of Zorro with him, Antonio Banderas? And he does the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the dress falls down, except for the Cupid just falls into slices. Yeah. Yeah.
Like dropping a wet turkey in the ground.
Like an apple peeler? A little
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah, this is a story. It's like a big spiral.
It's like you do the you do the swipes and the dress stays whole, but the body falls down in pieces.
The body falls down.
Did you make curly fries out of that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm hungry.
If you're hungry, I have some cookies. They look like they're chocolate chip cookies, but they do have raisins in them instead of chocolate chips. So if you want those...
That sounds really
delicious.
Gross.
I love a chocolate chip cookie.
Those are really good. And if you think about it, a lot of things can be evil.
I take one. Ugh! Delicious!
It's gross. I love it.
How far down is the pit hole?
Oh, you can't even see the bottom of it, even with your dark vision.
Oh,
I love a big huff.
So you've got like bits of bodies and there's chunks everywhere, but this place has been purged. All the good is gone.
Thank God.
Love it.
Beelzebub.
not God.
I'm kind of liking this evil thing, like just going around putting liches into crypts.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I have to say, though, I really don't know, like, I know we're playing evil characters here, but point me out a difference between this game and any of our other games.
I was thinking.
How dare you?
I was thinking.
How dare you?
I mean, replace dog with Kevin Empster or the Ballista Twins.
Listen, they were evil.
The difference is that these guys came in, killed some of your folks, and drove them out. You guys are going back in to kind of get your revenge and get them away. But wait a minute. You guys sound good.
Okay, so actually...
Wait, so you're saying that we're actually less evil than...
Yeah, we're the...
Oh, no!
Yeah, this is worse. Or less worse. Yeah.
Wow.
So should we go back to the mayor?
Don't we have to get the other?
Do we know where they are?
Oh, I guess that's true.
Does anyone want to take a look around? I mean, you can use an investigation.
Can I do a perception?
Yeah, can I do a perception?
Sure.
16. See if there's any clues. A letter.
I got a 14.
I'm so bad at anything.
If we did non-lethal, we could interrogate them, but whoopsies.
We didn't.
David, I rolled a 15 to perception plus 2. I need a shield. I didn't technically get it, and I'm just hoping to find one here. And before you say yes or no, just know that I've already added it to my character sheet.
So I rolled an investigation, even though I'm really bad at it, but guys, I rolled a 20, so I have a minus one.
Nice!
I have a minus one.
That's a crit.
You're rolling good tonight.
Yeah.
I know, what's happening?
Evil becomes you.
Gary the Green, you are able to find 5 gold among some of the carnage that's left.
Abathur smiles upon me!
So, Margaret, you found a dagger that could be good for stabbing or throwing.
Sweet.
Bachman, it's weird that you put this in your character sheet, because you found a shield, so good on you.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
I knew.
It just happened to be there, I don't know. Jennifer, with that 20 that you rolled for investigation, your character finds a total of 7 gold and a note. You found it when you were digging through the pockets of the woman's cargo pants. You open up that note and read. It says, Group A, your focus is to go take out that mine. We're going to take control of it, drive people out, or kill them, and we're going to get that ore for ourselves. Group B, your job is to go to the top of the highest peak in that area. It's called the Spike. And you're going to go up there and plant a flag. And you all know the Spike. It is the tallest one around. It's snow-capped, and it's the source of the river that comes down next to the village where you get most of your water. The name of that river is the Wretched Sepsis River.
Wretched Sepsis, that's beautiful.
And that is everything that you all found while you did your perception and investigation of this area.
What's everyone's charisma? Are we a group of, like, sexy evil people?
I think we... Oh, my charisma is good. Mine is 16.
Damn.
Mine's 19.
Fuck! I'm 13.
Mine's 14.
Oh my
14
God.
Over here.
We're so charismatic.
We're dumb as fuck, but we're hot.
We're very stupid, but people like being around us.
Oh my God.
just love that, like, none of, like, it just dump across the group.
It's a useless stat.
Don't need this.
All right. So what would you like to do now?
We go to the spike, baby.
Yeah, we gotta. Spike time.
Yeah, more quests equal
quest,
more loot.
Quest,
yeah.
Quest.
More, Gary the Green's a bit of a hoarder.
I bet he's got a fucked up room with just, like, you've got, like, it's like a system, but it's bad.
Here's the twine I found.
Like, this is garbage, Gary.
Once man's trash is my treasure.
So we cut to hours later, the group of you walking up the trail that heads to the top of the spike. This area is normally, you know, very snowy, but it's always been like a gray, dreary type of snow. Very, very dirty.
Mm-hmm.
But as you're getting closer and closer to the top, it's changed. The snow all around you is pure and white.
Ugh.
None of the gray. None of that is there anymore.
There are any cigarette butts in the snow. Ugh.
It hurts my eyes to look at it.
The ground isn't littered. I mean, the ground isn't littered with the blood of our enemies.
We should change that, buddy.
Do you think you could draw, like, a picture of me? I want to put it on the community board to highlight this jacket.
She's got to keep her business going while she's here, okay?
Always be hustling. Hashtag boss babe.
She's got literal followers, like a whole crowd. Just like,
oh my god.
Yes!
Why am I carrying your shit?
All right. So as you approach the top, you see something odd up there. I'd like anyone who wants to go ahead and give me a perception roll so I can tell you what you see.
We all want to roll dice.
Oh god.
Oh, baby, 22.
I got a 22 also. Nat 20.
I'm not going to roll.
I got a 16.
I rolled a nat 1, and I like to be told what I see when I roll that poorly.
Yes.
All right. Number 8. What you see as you're looking is the trail and path that you all came up when you climbed the mountain. All right, moving on. Margaret.
Yep, that's a path.
Wow.
Sure is.
Margaret and Pastor Ricky, what you see is someone has built a snow fort up at the top of this mountain.
What?
Wow.
It's a decent size, maybe about the size of a 2-story house.
Do you think it's an ice bar?
And the doorway that goes into the snow fort is currently shut. It's a snow door. You don't see any signs of movement. So if there's any creatures up here, they're going to be inside that snow fortress.
Mm.
And gotcha. Since you both had such good rolls, off to the side you see a flagpole with a flag up top with a bunch of colorful writing on it that says, Hero Land.
What the fuck?
Ah, joke's on them. I can't read.
Should we walk forward stealthily?
As much as I think that I know we're on the timeline, what do you all think about maybe scheduling a meeting with these guys at 9 a.m. on Monday? That seems like it would be a more evil thing to do. Who else is
and waiting? Then we get stuck in traffic. Don't even show up.
There's like no way that I can wait till Monday to see if there are you know, treasures here.
I can't poop outside.
I'm trying as hard as I can, Captain. I can't poop outside.
He's gonna help. She's got.
Not with you watching.
I need privacy.
I just think we should just go in now.
Okay. Like, maybe we could just convince them to leave with our charisma.
What if we just, like, went in there and, like, have you ever just taken it? Just take it. Just take it. Just take it.
I have an idea. So what if I, outside of the fortress, put, like, a little baby in a basket with, like, a note with my, I don't know if I can do that with Minor Illusion. Can I make a baby? It looks like a baby in a basket with a note.
We don't need to pretend to have one. We got a little baby right over here. We can just take that little baby off of number 8 and put that in a basket. I don't think he'd mind at all, would you?
Can we put your little frog friend there?
I can get another one.
I don't, will they, I don't mean to be rude, but will they care about a frog, though? I think that these people seem like they don't have very good taste, so we should probably put, like, a very cute, like, Gerber baby situation.
Still use illusion.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it.
You know, this isn't even my baby. I stole it.
Oh, use illusion on the frog.
Aye. It'd be more believable.
Perfect.
Wait, hold on. Did he say that's not even my baby?
Yeah.
My brain, it took me several seconds to process.
We all look at each other in the truck and then put the baby in a basket that I have strapped to my back.
So I do illusion on it to make it be a little basket. The baby has like a bonnet on, like a little pink bonnet.
Yeah, because heroes, while good, are oftentimes racist. And if they see something that appears evil, they'll just kill it.
But if it's a cute baby and the note says, "My name is Baby Billy. Please take me in.
Is this a file station? Is this one law that you're allowed to
do?" Oh my god.
He can talk, actually. I mean, that's what he sounds like.
8 already has another baby on him. Oh. But inexplicably, he now requests that he's referred to as 7.
Oh no.
8 is now 7, or the baby is 7?
I am now named 7.
Now, okay, all right. Well, I think we're learning something.
Okay, right, I think we're learning now. Bachman's playing the baby and not the big boy.
Oh, no.
So I think
we should have killed the baby before.
We're trying to lure them out, my thought.
And then we're going to try to talk to him, which I'm sure is going to make sense.
Are we going to talk to him?
Yeah, as well.
So, are you going to knock on the snow door?
Yeah, and then run away.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, we're very stupid, so...
All right. I'd like everyone else to make a hide check. What would that be?
Stealth.
Stealth. Thank you. Stealth.
Yeah.
For some reason, we all run up, even though we don't need to.
I mean, also, if I had to, I could also change to... I can change, because I'm a changeling.
Unless, do you want to change yourself into a baby?
I could be myself a baby.
Dude, you should do that, and then you should break in, change yourself into a baby.
Yes!
And then they bring you inside, and then you let us in.
I turn into like a toddler.
Okay.
I'm like a 4-year-old. Like, okay, old enough to like talk and stuff.
So you just walk up there.
Hold on, Tim. So, Bachman, are you now 8?
Because you don't need that baby anymore, because I'm the baby.
We give the baby back to you.
That which the Lord has separated, let no man put back together. The baby's been removed. It cannot be re-added.
Just toss it.
This is like a symbiote.
Oh my god.
We now have a surplus of babies in this party. I don't know how it happened.
Oops, too many babies.
Yeah. The baby frog in a tree. Like, good luck. I hope you like the snow and mountains, the things frog likes, I guess.
All right. Awesome. Katrina is now a toddler up there at the door.
Yeah, and I'm like in like my clothes are holes in them, and I'm holding a ragged little teddy bear, and I'm crying. There's like snot.
I hand everyone whistles. If any if any problems happen, blow on this. Okay.
What if I?
What? Abathur branded whistles are good. You're too good for my whistle.
I have these ones, and they're like special whistles that are supposed to be supersonic. That like they go.
Mika, I don't want to be a dick, but you're one upping my whistle.
Wow. Katrina, she knocks on the door and is like, crying.
All right, so everyone else is hiding away.
Yeah.
About how far would you say you're hiding?
20 feet.
All right. I'm not even going to make you roll.
Okay, good, because I have disadvantage on stealth.
Oh, no!
I just sit down with my back to the wall, and I look like a big brownish boulder.
Wow.
I got a 17 on my stealth, so I guess, like, I just, like, sit in front of a tree.
There you go. So, here's what happens. The door to the snow fort opens up, and looking up, little toddler Katrine, you see a hippogriff standing there. Looking off behind the hippogriff, you see a tabby cat with a squished-in face. Got a puzzled look on that face. There's a snowy white owl off to one side. And then there's this little barn owl, a little brown barn owl, just flitting around, flying around in circles. And the final creature that you see in here is there's this toad off to another side. And this is a normal-sized toad, so really, really small. It's got a little crown on its head. The most distinguishing feature about this toad, he's got a little belt around his little toad waist.
Huh.
And then hanging off this belt is a full-size longsword just hanging off and dragging behind him.
Wow!
What?
He says to you, how did you get up here, little one?
I lost my family.
Oh.
Can you let me inside?
It still clearly sounds like an adult doing a baby voice.
but there they're still like, oh, of course, yes. They're like completely taken
in. This is what humans look and sound like. We're animals.
That's what you sound like.
Yes, come on in. And they let you inside. From outside, in your various hiding spots, you all see this group of creatures letting in Katrine into the snow fort, and the door closes, shutting off your view.
She's gonna use the whistle, I know it.
Katrine, inside the snow fortress, it's just one big room, and you see on the opposite side another doorway out, which the door is open on that side, and there's an exit sign on there, and it's got like a glowing neon light that's kind of flickering right there above it. And then off to the side of that, you see a series of sleds just kind of leaning up against the snow wall right there. You turn and face the group of animals, and they're all wanting to help you out, nurture you. You see the hippogriff kind of leans and pulls from a pack this blanket and tries to drape the blanket over top of you. The two owls go to work trying to get some tea, warm tea set up. They're setting up a little campfire off to the side, getting the kettle ready. And so while all that's going on, is there anything you'd like to do on the inside before we jump to the outside group?
Yeah, can I do maybe, would it be a perception check to see if anyone here has the, because you were talking about them having the cheat, what was it?
They had a Leadership of the Month badge with a gold star.
Yeah, I want to do a check to see if I notice anyone. 16.
All right. The only thing that separates any of these animals from each other is what's on the toad. He's the one that's got the crown and the longsword. And while you have been here, he has been the one kind of directing the others into the activities that they're doing.
Mm.
All this might lead you to believe that he may be the one.
Okay.
Mm.
So, just out of character, did Gary the Green explain what the whistle did?
To alert us. It's a whistle.
Just to alert, But I would have, okay, so I'm inside and you got your house. So how are you planning to get in?
You need to open the door first.
I gotta open the door? Okay, that's fine. All right, I can do that. So is anyone like watching me right now?
Oh yeah, they're all right there with you trying to take care of you and get you warm.
Okay, is anyone like particularly doting on me right now?
Yeah, that would be the hippogriff and the cat.
Okay.
That's my favorite Aesop
fan. I turn to them. And I say, I want to go outside. I would like to roll an intimidation check. 17.
Wow. So the cat does a hiss and springs back like he's just seen a pickle in a YouTube video.
Yeah, right.
And the hippogriff, it rears up on its hind legs and then comes back down. And then it goes, psh. Sure. And it gives you a nudge, gentle nudge with its nose towards the door.
Okay.
The others are too busy to see what's going on. In fact, the owls are busy making tea for you.
Okay.
And the toad, he's moved over to that exit door and he's looking out over the landscape below. He looks all majestic there with the sword and crown.
While we're outside, can I pray to Abathur, the god of greed, and ask him to give me the insight? And I'll probably ask Pastor Ricky for some help with it. I want to write a fake deed that says that we own this top of the mountain. And okay. It's been zoned and all sorts of... a lien maybe is on it too? I don't really know.
Pastor Ricky is currently soaking rags in oil. And he's like... Do you think we could burn this place down? I know Katrina's inside, but, you know.
She'll be fine.
I mean, it probably will be.
Is this strong snow? You said it's a snow fountain or a fountain?
It's a giant snow fort.
But not ice?
No, just snow.
It's not going to burn at all.
Shit!
Okay.
For nothing!
So I can cast Bane. That's probably not going to help you with your deed.
Just talk to me about how boring contracts are.
Just like lay hands on him while he does it.
People think that the legal system is a good, but you know, there's so much evil that you could have within the laws of our land. And we don't have a lawyer here with us, but many people that are lawyers are evil. And I think that if you just keep that in mind while you're making your contract, you're gonna have no problems whatsoever. Do you want to talk about spiders and bats? Because I was going to talk about them before.
I'm going to regretfully continue to listen, but can I do a charisma check to appeal to Abathur?
Yeah.
Not religion, I'm dumb. That is baby, a 22.
That's really good.
I want to talk to my god in order to give me a fake deed, because I want to walk up as if Jennifer's character opens the door. I just want to walk up and be like, "This is ours," because we want to kind of do that catch them off guard.
All right.
And if they're nice, they'll have to see the law. You know,
it's the law.
That was a really good roll. In fact, you being up on this mountain, you have a stronger connection to your god. You feel closer to him, even though he's probably down below. I don't know how that works.
I don't quite know how that works.
Yeah. You feel something inside, a glowing warmth, and then you feel something in your pocket.
I check my pocket.
And checking it out, you see it's exactly what you needed. Fake deed and everything.
Albatar, be prized! Look how boring it is.
I'm sure it looks super official.
As soon as she opens the door and as we go to start walking forward, I put my hands out and try to stop. And then I kind of go and point to my mouth and then point at you.
I kind of look at him okay. And I go,
okay, then I move forward. I told you she used the whistle.
You're blowing the whistle?
Yeah, I'm blowing it.
Yeah, and as we walk in, I say, hello, hello, hello. We are all of us are lawyers. One, we're looking for a baby.
These are my friends I lost. And then I skip over to them.
Hello. You're not allowed to be here. Here, look at this deed.
All right. Well, the toad hops up in a little bit of a clumsy way because he's dragging that long sword. But he gets up right there next to you, gets out a monocle, places that monocle on, and then takes a look at that deed. And go ahead and give me a deception with advantage, please.
You got it, brother. Oh, goddamn. Deception with advantage, that's a 24.
Damn, I'm buying it.
The toad goes from however you can imagine this, a happy smile to a, oh gosh. And he says,
I'm sorry, we didn't know that this place had an owner. We thought this place was abandoned. We would have never done anything like this. We would have never done anything unlawful.
And you've already desecrated it and lowered my property value. Burr. I can't resell this. You owe me, a treat and a prize.
It's no problem.
And then he kicks the edge of the snow fort, and the snow fort just tumbles down and goes down the side of the mountain. And he goes,
we were just playing, you know, just having a little snowball fight.
Unfortunately, I do believe the penalty for this is that your boss has to give us their head.
Aye.
And whether or not they're alive when that happens is or afterwards is not really up to us, but it is important that we do have their head, because we have actually been...
Well, give us their head!
But... if you could bring us 10 heads of other similar powered people, then we would accept yes. that.
People at home, imagine the speech is going on and you just cut to and you see the wide-eyed fear of all these creatures yeah. staring directly to the camera.
I accidentally, when I'm reaching into my pack, I let slip the extremely cartoon-looking acid-burnt skeleton drop on the ground in front of all these other animals. Oops.
Whoopee.
My bloody... clumsy sausage fingers.
Uh-oh.
All right, so we're back to that wide shot of all the animals looking directly at, having worried looks in their eyes. They're looking at the camera as Pastor Ricky and the group is doing their lecturing. Talk, 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 talk. We cut to that group. Talk, 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 talk. And then we cut back to that wide shot of all the animals, but no one's there. It's just the toad. Wide-eyed.
Toad and toad alone.
Toad and toad alone.
I'm definitely eyeing up this toad something. Yeah. Pretty hard.
We need a frog and toad off.
Yeah.
This is toad battle.
All right. I'm going to give it to you. Go ahead and act. Frog versus toad. So seven. Go ahead and make a move. What do you do?
Actually, there's a couple other some red tape. This is my other. He's a lawyer too. Wolfrog. He specializes in tiny law, which is why we only have some small details. If you could come over here behind this rock, so I can discuss it.
All right. So Toad hops with you and makes his way around with you behind the rock. What happens?
A couple minutes later, I come back alone, now asking to be referred to as 12.
12?
I'm very confused about the math here. Work.
Well, the important question is, did you get the toad's head?
Yes, the baby is a tiny version of that toad.
Okay.
I'm very scared, but that's good because you're evil.
All right. So that is it for this encounter.
That was easy.
Where to go from here? Now, you don't know where that third adventuring party is, but you do know this. There's that river that starts a little bit lower on the mountain that you're on. You can follow that down. It will take you back to your village, the Eternal Blight.
Okay. Can we take a long rest? Take like a camp, like have a camping?
You absolutely can. Unfortunately, the fort is gone, but you can go ahead and set up camp and rest away.
That's fine. You know, I'll dig it out. I have like 13 shovels, a crowbar, a hammer, a couple pitons, you know, things like that.
All right. You set up a nice little camping spot.
Yeah. I'm like carrying an RV on my back. It's pretty nice.
You got everything you need.
Yeah.
I have a special like pop-up trailer that I got for selling.
I can see like a glamping situation.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's my product trailer that comes with us, but it's like set up with bunk yes. beds and shit like yeah, that.
Yes, you're ready to sell it anytime. Yeah.
Your Simps came up and I drug it all the way up there.
I'm in an MLM.
Yeah.
It's my downline, please. My downline.
My downline.
I wanted to play a simp, but I couldn't find their stats in the character in the manual.
So the next morning, as you are traveling back down the mountain, you get to the river, and you begin following that, making your way back home. You do come across something that's really odd. Mm. You know, you left the snow behind, and normally the river right here is very, you know, it's deep, it's fast moving. But the actual distance from one bank to the other is maybe like, I don't know, 25, 30 feet. Well, looking ahead, you see the river, it's not a river anymore. It's branching out into a very large lake ahead of you.
Mm.
And adding to that, this area used to be just desolation. There was no growth, no plants. It was just like dead sticks. And it was beautiful. But looking around now, you are seeing growth. There's greenery. There's animal noises. There's things that just don't belong here. Looking into the water, when you get to the water's edge, normally it's like stagnant water. Well, there's like life.
Ugh.
You see, there's fish in there.
But there's like fish heads bobbing up and down, right? Like just skeletons?
No. No fish heads. There's actual aquatic life. Swimming around in there.
They're intact.
Intact. Yeah. In fact, you can see.
I'm gonna shit in the water.
Let's all shit in the water.
And fire in the sky.
You need privacy.
Oh, look at me.
Yeah, your thing is you can't do it unless people are watching you. Yes. Looking ahead at the far end of this lake as you're walking your way around it, mm-hmm. you see just a massive pile of sticks and twigs and trees. Just forming a gigantic beaver dam. And that is what's blocked up this river.
Beavers.
And as you get closer to this beaver dam, you can actually hear some strumming of a lute. The melody's getting a little louder as you get closer, and it's going something along like.
We're gonna fuck up that beaver dam, right? We're gonna kill those that are playing that music and fuck up that beaver dam.
Fuck a beaver.
Now, Pastor Ricky, if they're playing acoustic guitar during a party, that's evil, right?
I wonder if they know any Bare Naked Ladies songs, because that to me is.
I wonder if they know Wonderwall.
So, how would you like to approach? Do you want to just charge right in? Do you want to do some stealth, or what would you like to do?
Just run. Going loud.
Yeah, going loud, going proud.
Going loud. We probably have headaches from all of you guys pitching your various MLMs.
Well, question two.
Go in, babies free.
Could I cast something from far away, like before they did? I want to cast Dissonant Whispers on somebody.
Okay, let's start with that, baby.
I want to.
All right.
Yeah, so if I can. So sorry, they're like around like a campfire.
Yeah,
you said?
When you get closer to the dam, you see, you know, of course, the big giant beaver dam, and then off to out, a little bit away from it in the water, you see the lodge.
Yeah.
Lodge mm-hmm. that's out there. Yes, I Google searched this, but looking down the dam, can see there's it looks like an elven woman down below playing the lute, sitting on a stump, and you know she's dressed in green. She's got like decorative leaf patterns all upon her clothes as she's strumming away. Again, she's at the bottom of this 20-foot wall of beaver dam that you're above.
Just a woman. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I would like to cast Dissonant Whispers on her, and it's a wisdom save.
Okay.
What is, like, the worst song that could get stuck in your head?
Baby Shark.
I know what it was going to be. It's Crazy Frog. It's Crazy Frog.
Okay.
Okay. I got a 17.
No!
Walk up and Crazy Frog someone in the head.
Okay. All right. So it's actually fine. On a successful save, the target takes half as much damage. Okay.
Cool. Okay.
All right. Let me explain what happened here. So this spell is Dissonant Whispers. And it says you whisper a discordant melody that only one creature of your choice can hear, racking it with terrible pain. Yeah. So this elf lady is trying to have a chill time, but instead just the haunting tones of Crazy Frog are going into her mind. So now, so on a failed save, she would take 3d6, and so now she'll take half 3d6 psychic damage.
And as you're rolling your damage, the elven woman, she kind of twitches and like the loot string snaps and rolls up. So go ahead and roll your damage.
Okay, so I got 10, so 5. 5 psychic damage.
5 psychic damage.
Yeah. And nice job. So let's see. On a successful save, the target takes half as much damage and doesn't have to move away.
Yeah, and she like shrieks in pain and turns and looks up at you and she says, "Let's just not wait." And she turns and prepares to attack. She withdraws from her holster a conductor's baton. I'd like everyone to roll initiative.
Okay.
Yeah. I rolled a 20.
Jeez.
I got a 3.
I got a 14.
I got a 20 total.
So 23 total for me.
Jesus.
I'm creating a brand new character sheet in D&D Beyond for every time my name changes, by the way.
Yeah, we have infinite. Keep doing it.
I got a 6.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I said 14. Mine was 8. Math is hard.
You're allowed to lie in an evil campaign.
Fuck.
Katrine, of course, you're up.
Yeah.
Catfishing, baby.
Well, since I've already started to rot her brain with bad music, it's time to also cast Dasha's Hideous Laughter. I've decided.
Oh, wow.
And this is also a wisdom saving throw. But yeah, it's we'll see.
What a horrible way to start combat. It's just like...
You got her.
Yeah!
She
Guys,
failed.
I don't think I've ever actually used this spell. I feel so happy right now. So guys, this elf, she thinks everything is extremely funny right now.
Seth Rogen laughed at
She falls prone. She's completely incapacitated because she is laughing and she cannot stand up. The only thing I will say, which I don't think this will probably apply, is a creature with an intelligence score of 4 or less isn't affected. So,
thank you.
So I feel like...
I don't know. We're all pretty borderline to that.
Yeah, we're all pretty safe and fine. And at the end of each of its turns, and each time she takes damage, the target can make another wisdom saving throw. So basically, she's incapacitated.
She's incapacitated.
Yeah, so don't attack her. Attack the other ones.
Oh.
Are there other ones?
Well, so I feel like we can just go up and chop.
She's prone too. If there's other people.
Yeah. Though, yeah.
You are up number 8. I mean, set 12. We've got an incapacitated elven woman down there laughing hysterically.
I've been just like enthusiastically licking my sword this whole time.
Ew.
It's very purple.
All right.
A sword?
Come up to this this person laughing hysterically and I'd be like, "Hush now. The joke is over." And then I roll an attack and just plunge my sword downward. Oh,
yeah.
And you have advantage.
I was going to say, I should think so.
I just not quite advantage. That's fucked up.
We're sure going to use it. There we go. 17 plus 4, 21.
That's a massive hit.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Can I get the Constitution 12 saving throw?
Oh, yeah, sure.
6 damage on that again.
Yeah, she's looking really bad. And I failed the con.
Nice.
Damn.
That's going to be 2d4 poison damage. 2 and 4, 6.
She's obliterated.
That's amazing.
So any extra spice you want to add to that? Do you lose any more babies?
I I shut their, you know, I do the hand over the eyes thing to shut
them. Yeah,
yeah. I remove the baby from my couch and lay the baby down. The baby then turns to goop, like that, that engulfs this person, and then they kind of dissolve away. I'm now 11.
Except for the head, right?
Except for the head.
It preserves the head, dissolves everything else.
Yeah, it dissolves everything else, and now we just have the head left.
That's so gross.
So, at that moment, from out of the water, four beavers jump out.
Oh, shit!
It's the beavers, run!
The first one lands and says, Toppy. The next one lands and says, Hoppy. Followed by Poppy. And then, Nash.
Oh, God.
And they're all dressed in construction uniforms with, like, hard hats. Yellow vests. And,
yes.
Well, the first one's got a giant pipe wrench that he's holding on to. The second one, he's got one of those traffic cones he's carrying. And then the third one, he's got himself a big old coffee thermos. And the last one, he's got a nail gun.
Oh, shit.
And there's a wire coming off of the back of the nail gun that's just going down and disappearing somewhere into the beaver dam. And all four of them at once look at the scene and what has become of the woman there. And they all look at each other nervously, look back at you, and say... Oh, we are sorry. We thought you were somebody else. And then they dive back into the water and disappear from view. And that is it for this encounter.
Yay!
So you've completed your task. You've dealt with three different adventuring groups here who have invaded your lands. And you do know that it is a short distance from here to your village.
David, before we leave, I'm going to take my... 20 flasks of oil.
All right.
And my 10 torches.
Oh, no.
And put it in the dam.
No. Fuck these beavers.
Fuck these beavers.
All right. Gary the Green, you get inspiration.
Damn.
No. I'm going to use it. We have so much time.
Wow.
But for next time,
I want
to visit these people again. Yeah.
I want to know what happens whenever Margaret gets to platinum tier.
Oh,
same! Yeah.
And her fall from grace.
Oh, man.
Was this the last one we needed?
Yeah, last one we needed.
11, he goes all rigid. Beams of light come out of his eyes. He says, if you ever need me again, I'll be there! He separates into 11 separate babies. They all run off into the woods.
I know it.
Oh, that's amazing.
How'd you go from 7 to 11? Other than the...
I absorbed a toad, and that brought me to 12, and then I used the other one as an acid baby.
All right.
Yeah, he's powerful. The toad's powerful.
Yeah, I love it.
All right.
So you all go back to your village, Eternal Blight, and you go see the mayor. He steps out, and he says...
Welcome back. Looking around, I can tell there's more decay in the air. The water's more foul. So show me the proof of what you've done.
We did pretty good, boss. Look at it.
We really got them.
Yeah.
They're like pretty stupid.
We put down
easy.
Everything we got, including like dog bones.
the acid dog.
We lost the grung or whatever its deal was. It was like, it flew in. Very weird.
Gary burned a beaver dam.
I burned a beaver dam.
Very good.
And the mayor gives you a high five.
Oh my god.
Well, now that 11's gone, or 8 or 12, you said so many different names.
It'd be hilarious if they knew his 11.
Yeah, it's kind of like the national debt counter. They've got that like up above a street.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He pulls out a big bag of gold and gives it to your group.
Yes, this is the 500 gold I promised you. Split it amongst your group. Do what you want with it. Thank you very much for everything that you've done. Now, I want you to just get out there and keep doing what you do. Kill, slaughter, and do evil for us here at Eternal Blight.
Aye, aye, Captain.
And thus ends the adventure of the Village of Eternal Blight.
Yes.
Yay.
Oh, man. I love these horrid creatures.
They're so wonderful.
I want to... play them more.
There's a moment.
Oh, everyone's level 2, by the way.
Yes.
There's a moment when.
Wait, am I cumulative Each one is level 2, yeah. And then they come back together.
No, just one.
I'm level 22 when I come back.
That's not fair.
Wow, it's too powerful.
There was a moment with those animals. It was like, oh, they're so nice. I feel bad. Oh, crap. Okay, let's do it.
They ran away. It was okay.
Yeah, it was fine. We saved their life.
Oh, yeah. The animals' names for the group up on top of the mountain, they are Beekster, the hippogriff, Crookskanks, the cat, Hedgewigs, the owl, Trevor, the toad, and Piggy, the other owl.
Crookskank.
Oh, I love it. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you so much, David, for yet again wrangling our extreme chaos.
So amazing.
Thank you, everyone who donated. We're over $12,000.
Oh, my God.
Annihilated our GD goal this year. Again, it would be super extreme and epic if we could break last year's, but also we only had a kiss of COVID last time, and now we've had a lot more COVID.
Oh, so much COVID.
Don't feel like it. But as we say, oftentimes, unfortunately, the folks for which the Trevor Project is helping have had quite the shitty time.
Yes.
The past year, a lot of folks have become homeless or trying to get their like a new living situation. Mm-hmm. And because they've been locked with their shitty families, it's not been super chill. So all this money is going to go towards helping a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for all the donations. Thank you for everyone for playing this game. Thank you, David.
Yes.
Thank you, John, for putting this all together. So many thank yous.
Background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
The songs Horror Spatial Winds, Stone World Battle, Aftermath, Dark Standoff, Blue Sizzle, Anxiety, Awkward Meeting, Classic Horror 1, Disconcern, Gagool, Chase Pulse, Mary Celeste, Classic Horror 2, Darkening Developments, Dark Walk, Nervous Piano, Children's Theme, Lamentation, Classic Horror 3, Ghost Processional, Fairy Tale Waltz, Lone Harvest, Grave Matters, Halls of the Undead, Chase Pulse Faster, End of the Era, Land of Phantoms, Mirus Magic Dance, Darkness is Coming, and Inner Sanctum are by Kevin MacLeod and Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0. Some of the songs might have been modified from their original form in this episode.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.